Journey-esque type of bumper here for our Being With You playlist episode today. Yeah, that's definitely got a nice little Journey-esque feel there.
Little
Neil Sean guitar. He's awesome, by the way.
And he's got that distinct sound, too. Like,
yes.
I know you're a Brian May guy, but I think Neil also has that very distinctive sound within his guitar setting. So when you hear a solo, you know that.
You know it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I love when players are able to distinguish themselves like that.
Yeah.
You know, not only because they're great players, but they have a style. They have a tone.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Van Halen, you always know it's him.
Yeah.
You know, as you have Brian May, you always know him. Neil Sean, you always know it's him.
Well,
that's very distinctive.
I don't know if you remember this, and it's just coming to me now, so it's been a long time since I've listened to it, but I do remember at the time, there was like a super group of him with Sammy Hagar and a couple other guys that escaped me right now. But when you listen to that album, like it doesn't sound like Sammy's stuff at all. It sounds like Journey, just because Neil's all over it.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, wonderful memories from back in the day, I tell you. It's awesome. I'm Deacon Halbert. Sivers listening to Beacon of Truth. And today's a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going through the song Don't Stop Believing by the supergroup Journey. Awesome song. It was released way back in October 1981. I was a sophomore. Sophomore in high school back then. It was the second single off the group's seventh album called Escape. And it reached number 8 on Billboard. Number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. It sold over 1 million copies. Again, awesome, awesome song. And would love to hear from you today. When did you not stop believing? You're going through something difficult. Maybe your friend, family even told you, just give up. Trust in yourself. Forget about this faith, church, and God stuff. But you said, no, I'm going to stay with the Lord. And you didn't stop believing. And God got you through. Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, here on campus, we are definitely gearing up for tomorrow as it is the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of Mother Angelica's passing. So tonight on The World Over, you do not want to miss out. He's going to be spotlighting her and all of her legacy, plus talking more about a new series into season 2 called House of David that's streaming on Prime right now. So check that out with Raymond Arroyo tonight, 8 Eastern. It is The World Over on EWTN TV and radio.
All right, my friends, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Would love to hear from you when you got through your faith helped you get through something very, very difficult in your life, when you did not stop believing and you accepted the Lord with open arms. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Vicky is calling from Mobile, Alabama, listening on Archangel Radio. Vicky, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you.
All right. What would you like to share with us today?
Well, this happened a long time ago. I was I did pro-life work on the sidewalk for like 40 years. And so after about 20 years, I was getting very discouraged because it seemed like they were doing more and more abortions. And so we went up to Washington, D.C. because my daughter was making her final profession with the Missionaries of Charity.
Oh, beautiful.
And so I was sitting inside the car there in D.C., and my friend took a picture of me. And when the picture came back, I was superimposed on the Supreme Court building. And so that gave me the courage. I knew then God was saying, keep up the good work and don't be weary. So that's my story.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Especially when God gives you a sign like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sign that kind of bolsters and encourages you to, yes, keep going. Even when you're like maybe on the verge of frustration, maybe you're starting to second guess yourself, then bam, God gives you a sign and encourages you and lifts you up and propels you forward to continue with courage and confidence to do the hard work, especially when it comes to the pro-life and giving a voice to those who are voiceless, you know, giving dignity to every single human being made in the image and likeness of God. So that's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think, too, like there's several times in Don't Stop Believing where it kind of depicts the scene and then it ends the verse with it goes on and on and on and on. And when it comes to our faith, it's that same way. The world continues to do the things it's going to do. We can continue to do the things we do in our faith. And as those things are either what feels like a spiral, that's how we know how to pray for the world, the conditions, our involvement, being a part of the solution, all of that stuff. So when you feel, okay, man, this just never ends. It goes on and on and on. Well, sure. But that's why we're always supposed to lean into God and go, okay, what do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do now? Because nothing ever really resolves. It's just another opportunity to build on the things that he's done before you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're looking at the song Don't Stop Believing by the supergroup Journey, released in 1981. We'd love to hear from you. At a time in your life when you did not stop believing, you're going through something difficult, something hard. Maybe people around you were discouraging you. Maybe you felt, I don't have the confidence to move forward. And then you did not stop believing, and the Lord saw you through that challenge, that particularly difficult moment in your life. We'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Derek is calling from Indiana, listening at EWTN.com. Derek, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, Derek. Great to hear from you today.
Okay. I was a few years ago, I was involved in a motorcycle accident. I had a stroke. And I was driving the motorcycle, and I broke my back in four places and my neck in a few. My spinal cord remained intact. And so they got me to the hospital. I woke up in the hospital, didn't know what happened to me. And I was praising God for them delivering me to the hospital, not knowing what had happened to me yet. And then they told me about my injuries, and I praised God even more, praised Jesus so much. And I'm still praising them to this day. I had to try to work for 2 years, but I was placed on early retirement. And I've been able to move around pretty good. So I'm just enjoying what I can.
Well, praise God for that. You know, some people in your situation, Derek, would be angry and start blaming God. Look what you did to me. But you celebrated the fact that you were still alive. Yes, you had some serious and significant injuries. There's no question about that. But like you said, you looked at the bright side of it, Derek. Your spinal cord was still intact, despite everything, you know, and you're able to live a good life now. Because why? You didn't stop believing. Even those difficult challenges. Why? Because often God wants us to learn something. You know, and he does that in ways, you know, it's not like a classroom. Often he does it in the classroom of real life. You know, through difficulties and challenges and hardships, we learn something and we grow and we move deeper in our relationship with the Lord. And so when you didn't stop believing, the Lord took your faith to another level.
Yeah, and I think, too, that, you know, this outside of the song, the phrase within itself, don't stop believing, is a great mantra because it's a great reminder to us. Things you can say to other people that's not necessarily, you know, you're not cramming faith down their face or whopping them with a baseball bat. Like it's just, it's a catchphrase. And immediately the song comes out into people's minds as soon as you say that. So then it's stuck in, thanks for getting that stuck in my head. But, you know, as you go through the lyrics of this song, the next time you listen, think about these people that are taking trains just to go anywhere, chasing their dreams, chasing whatever's going on, coming across with each other, you know, for just a night or just, you know, in the midst of their passions and finding like-minded people. So you see community happening within a song, just like happens in when you go to church, happens when you go to a small group or you get together, you know, with fellow believers. There's a purpose behind why we go through what we go through so that when we're together in our pain, we're never alone.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful insight. Love that. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers here on Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're taking a look at Don't Stop Believing, the awesome 1981 super hit by Journey. And would love to hear from you today. When did you not stop believing. You're going through something difficult, a challenge in your life, and maybe others are discouraging you, but you did not stop believing, and God saw you through. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Joel is a first-time caller calling from Marietta, Ohio, listening on St. Paul Radio. Joel, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Ace teed me up. It was beautiful. So there's a mantra. Every morning I wake up and I just say that. Don't stop believing. It's a mindset just to keep in there. The world's tough. We all have our crosses to carry.
Yeah.
And surrounding myself with people who believe, who have the faith, and then raising my kids to have the faith has been exceptional in my life. So, and one of the best testaments is when my kids ask me, "Hey, Dad, will you meet me at confession? Will you take me to confession?" It keeps me in the race. So, I love raising them that way. And Ace said it best. It goes on and on and on. So, keep yourself in the faith. Keep your kids in the faith, and it'll go on for generations.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And again, the idea of surrounding yourself with believers, right? Because if you look at the song, you know, small town girl living in a lonely world, taking the midnight train, going anywhere. And then a couple of verses later, strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching for that. They're searching. They're longing. They're searching for meaning. They're searching for purpose. They're searching for truth.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the lyrics show the longing of the human heart for something deeper and meaningful than what's around us, you know? And the fact that Joel's kids are able to do that with him and he's surrounding yourself with other believers, I think that strengthens your faith. And not only your faith, but the faith of all those around you. So you build that community of faith and you begin to strengthen each other. And then that witness becomes a sign to others who are searching, who are looking, who are longing, who are desiring. You know, and I think that that's what also makes this song a powerful and apropos as well.
Yeah, and I think any time that we have a new passion or we have one that's maybe consumed us most of our lives, asking, you know, we wonder, well, how should I be praying for this particular passion in my life? Ask for God to surround you with people that can help you so that you're not reinventing the wheel, right? So whatever that pursuit might be, that ministry might be, that, you know, relationship, whatever, he will surround you with the right people. So then it's another confirmation that you can see so that when, you know, the world or the enemy or anything that tries to deter you in a place of fear or doubt or worry, you can go, nope, I have these people around me that back up something that I said to God in private. And that's the thing I love is when it's just me and him talking about things and then stuff just starts coming together. And all I can do is just be in awe because there's no way that anyone else would go, "Hey, I heard you talking to God." No, you didn't. You weren't there. Like, so I know that he's like, "All right, I got you." And he places this person, or removes certain people that could potentially take you out in a way that he's like, "No, I need your head in the game. I need this to just keep going on and on and on the way that we are going to work on this," you know?
Yeah, how important is this when it comes to parents and a relationship with their children as well?
Yep.
You know, the children are we talk about handing on the faith to our children, but the children have to own that faith themselves. Yeah. They have to make it their own. Yes, they learn things from school and learn things from their parents. They have to make their faith their own. I think that happens, and it could happen in a powerful way when they see the witness of their parents living the faith. They say, "Wait, this is meaningful. This is real. This is not just ideology. Yeah. This is not just learning stuff about Jesus. This is experiencing the depth of God's love for me." And that's, I think, what makes it lasting and real in the lives of young people, when they see that faith being lived out. So just like in the song, people are smell of wine and cheap perfume. I mean, they're searching, longing, trying to find it here in this kind of experience, in that kind of club, in this kind of person, in this kind of group. And it's all fleeting.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find something that's deep and meaningful and real.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what the song speaks to, that longing of the human heart for truth and goodness and beauty.
Yeah, and if this song isn't an anthem for you, find your anthem. Like, what is the one that rallies you when you are feeling like the dream isn't happening or the next opportunity, the door is not flying open fast enough, that you just keep chasing after God, and then that's your anthem of your Eye of the Tiger, which could be another playlist
another
edition.
Yep.
Added to the list. But I'm again, such a music person. I was talking with my aunt a few weeks ago about, you know, there's not a second of the day that music's not playing in my life for purposes of just keeping me motivated through the day. And sometimes it's the right song at the right time, whether it's a workout or a drive home or if, you know, about to fall asleep, whatever. But again, I need that. And God knows that I need that. And then there are times he's like, all right, no music right now. We got to talk. And I love that, because that's just been within the last few years that I've even been in that place. But you have to be in a place where you know the difference between your voice and God's voice, so that you know, oh, I need to zip it and listen.
Yep, and that's one of the best places you could do that is to be quiet.
Yep.
Adoration, wherever, just that quiet so you can listen to God's voice speaking in your heart.
Amen.
I'm Deacon Hal Burke Sivers. You're listening to Beacon of Truth, and broadcasting live today from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology in Steubenville, Ohio. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, we're taking a look at Don't Stop Believing, the awesome hit single by the supergroup Journey. Way back in 1981, would love to hear from you today. When did you not stop believing? When did your faith got you through a difficult time or a rough challenge? You know, a difficult patch in your life. And you know, people around you, maybe people you're surrounding yourself with, friends, family, told you to give up, but you didn't give up. You didn't stop believing, and God got you through. He helped you find purpose and meaning in your life. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Maria is calling from Harlingen, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Maria, welcome to Beacon
of
Truth.
That's right. Little old Harlingen, Texas. So my story is similar to the lady that shared about her experience when they were praying for the end to abortion. We were praying, except that we were praying in the in Austin, the capital of Texas. I barely made that trip. It was literally at the last minute. But anyway, I made it, and we were praying. We prayed. You know, there's quite a big crowd. And as we were at the footsteps of the capital, even after all these years, it makes me choke up. I look up, it was a beautiful day, and there was the most enormous cloud in the shape of a V over the Capitol. Mm. And it was like, that was my sign for God telling me that we would be victorious. And sure enough, the next year, Roe versus Wade was overturned. And that was just one of the many, many experiences the Lord has privileged me with, making him known in my life. Another time I went through a most horrible experience with my husband. And I told the people involved and my husband, this will not define me. It will not define me. It took years. But we overcame it, and with the help of God, you know, became better people for it. And just so many things. I have a grandson that was born with spina bifida. And when the doctor examined him, I mean, literally when he was born, his spinal cord was outside his back. It looked just like a plastic sack with something in it, like a sandwich bag. Anyway, the doctor examined him. He said to my daughter and I, he will not walk. And we're like, praise God, however he wants to send him, that's how we're going to take him. He said, he will not walk. He's going to run. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And he ran, he played baseball. Oh, I just could go on and on, but I know you have other callers. So I just had to share.
Wow. See how God works? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the V for victory, you know, and then getting through a difficult challenge with your husband, you know, because marriage is hard, you know, and it does take a lot of work. But thanks be to God you got through. And then with your grandchild with spina bifida, he said not going to walk, he's going to run. I mean, God is so good. I mean, how could you not believe? We're talking about don't stop believing. Yeah. How could you not believe after hearing the beautiful testimonies, especially the one by Maria?
Yeah, I've got a friend. Yeah.
And especially with this gentleman that just shared with his son, asking him to take him to confession. Mm-hmm. How could you not keep wanting to keep going on? That is a beautiful future for our faith. Thank you, sir, for doing that. Thank you.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Maria.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine that does public speaking in school, so he goes to help kids like cope with, you know, whatever they're facing because they're kids, right? And he uses the victory sign as a reminder. So when you're in a situation of a bully or a tough day or, you know, circumstances, you know, or making choices about your future, the two things is, what does God say? And then how can you be proactive while you wait on him to tell you whatever he wants you to do? And I love that because that allows us to always be in the victory formation of where we're going, to not stop believing, to say, yes, this is going, whatever this is going to be, it's going to be exactly what God needed. And I'm going to be okay with it because I'm at least in his will as I'm going through it. And I'm allowing myself to be in the peace and the rest going to whatever the thing is that's coming or out of whatever I need to break the bonds of.
Yeah, you mentioned bullying. I just want to make a quick comment here that we have to pray. Like if you're a kid going through that, you have to pray for the person who's bullying you because often, this is my experience working in a school district in law enforcement there, kids that are bullying often are getting bullied themselves. They can't stop what's happening to them at home.
Yep.
And the only way they can deal with it is taking out on the kid who's weaker than them.
Yep.
So, you know, we got to pray for folks like that, right? So, I mean, maybe next time you just want to say, next time you get bullied, say to the person, I'm sorry for what's happening to you,
yeah.
You know, and just leave it like that. All right. Beacon of Truth today, Beacon of Truth playlist episode, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Would love to hear from you today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Victoria is a first-time caller calling from Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Victoria, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for taking my call today. This is amazing, the topic.
Oh, we're so glad to hear from you.
So everything that you've said about tasks and action items and things to do is spot on. I'm one of those people in the economy who lost their job down to downsizing, and it has been almost an entire year. And while I'm recently employed, I would never change the year of what I went through, the action of going to Mass, because I would get to go to Mass. I got to go to daily Mass, and I went as much as I possibly could. I joined a rosary group, and the women that were in this rosary group helped me relearn and learn new prayers and how to be with our Blessed Mother as much as possible and know that whatever God needed me to do, thy will be done. And I kept saying that. So when I'd go through an interview and it went really well, but the job didn't come through, I didn't have real despair because I knew that he was with me and that he was going to find me the right place with the right group of people that I could work with him. And I am in a department of all Christian women who love our Lord. And it is amazing. It's amazing.
See, I love that the fact that you saw the loss of your job. Again, people often blame God, point fingers, mope around and wallow in self-pity. But no, you saw it as an opportunity. You know, you trusted God. Okay, this happened. Okay, this is where we are right now. But Lord, I know you're going to see me through in your time. Mm-hmm. Your timing is always perfect. So in the meantime, I'm going to use this opportunity to draw closer to you. Daily Mass, you know, all the things that you did. And now God has you in a place where you're surrounded with God-fearing women who love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And now you're in a better place where you could even imagine. Why? Because you put yourself in a position of trusting and loving and, again, holding on to that feeling, as it says in the song.
Well, and as we've said since Ash Wednesday, we were marked for change. So as we're going through Lent together, we're all marked for change at God's hands to whatever he wants to teach us through this, so that when Easter comes and we take that message with us into the world, that we don't forget the new habits that we've created so that we are as close to him as we need to be.
Oh, absolutely. Another great Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Well, our topic for our show tomorrow, what makes a woman strong? You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio. Don't forget to watch the Mother Angelica specials tomorrow. And until we're together again, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.